snakes her skirt. I take Coatlicue with me to market. Her rattlesnakes striking each other beneath her skirt. Zoomorphized feet, pieces of eyes and skulls, talons and feathers, to help me find something for the little love I've lost. Some dish, some spice, some poison, until she frightens other shoppers and we're asked to leave. Gravediggers exhumed her once in 1790 with the sunstone, but reburied her for she so terrified her diggers. Hands and human hearts around her neck, she's meant for power, and I can't bear myself asking for something as mundane as death. She's basalt heavy, tired of being misunderstood. I drag her behind me with a rope, bound together by those broken parts she's decapitated. They say her children killed her. They say she swallows us who need her, allows us to live in darkness. I lead her behind my empty house through the alley, small shoes strung on a telephone wire, through the side gate toward the backyard where my daughter used to pull the heads of dandelions and blow her wishes into the chill night air. I offer Coatlicue a beer from the ice chest, but those two snakes sprouting from the stump at her neck, their split tongues curling downward, decline. She pulls up a chair and pretends to rest, though we understand that's impossible. She and the other mothers saved our very cosmos by offering their own lives. I ask her, would she let herself be turned to stone again for love, that pain? She peels off her heart hand, heart necklace, and offers it to me. I take it to the place my daughter lies, stone to stone, and then I understand.